Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mother of Mercy, Saint Joseph, Saint Bruno, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today in the Gospel especially, we see and throughout maybe the responsorial psalm, the emphasis once again on mercy, especially on this year of mercy, and how prayer and mercy are so much united and tied together. If it's one thing that God wants to grant to us is mercy, of all the things that we should desire to receive is the mercy of God as well. Every time you might say God answers one of our prayers, he has had mercy on us, because he doesn't have to give us anything. He doesn't have to grant us anything, but he wants us to realize in this Gospel passage that it's not the Father who is stingy. That's not the problem, because the Father is not stingy. It's that the people do not ask. They do not have the persistence to seek his mercy or to seek whatever it is that they desire to receive from him. And he says in the responsorial psalm, he promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. And it would seem that the real problem is that, as St. Paul says to the Galatians, is that many times the problem is that we lose sight of what we originally decided or proposed. You know, we go and follow the Lord and we begin to live in the Spirit, and then the temptations or the distractions of the world, we lose sight of that and we start living, as he says, after beginning with the Spirit, are you now ending with the flesh? You know, sometimes it's we forget the works of the Lord. We forget all the great things he has done for us. And that is why we don't have the confidence or the perseverance in prayer, is because we are trying to seek our answers to our prayers, or to find we're knocking on the wrong doors. We're knocking on the doors of the world or whatever, instead of knocking on God's door, on his heart, by asking for and being persistent and asking for the things that we are most in need of, that he knows that we are in need of most surely. And he says, you know, that a father wouldn't give his son a snake if he asked for a fish. And so God desires what is best for us. We sometimes don't desire what is best for us. Many times we ask for the wrong things. And then he ends by saying, how much more will the Father in heaven give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? That is the thing that we should be seeking first and foremost, is an increase of the Holy Spirit. God will surely grant that gift to us if we ask him for all that the Holy Spirit wants to work in us and do in us, of course, to make us saints. Many times we're asking for the wrong things. You know, he doesn't say that if you ask for your heaven, you know, you ask for your Father in heaven for a new car or some increase in riches or something that's of passing value, you probably will not receive it. God doesn't usually answer those prayers for temporal needs that are superfluous, maybe, or maybe not to our benefit. Of course, he answers what is, you know, he gives us those things that are necessary for our temporal needs, and he will, you know, help us out, and he does help us out to achieve and to receive those things we need for living for this world. But most importantly, he wants us to seek those things that are above. And of course, the Holy Spirit is the one who manifests God's gifts to us. And we want to pray for that above all else. So when we are praying, that we pray rightly and that we pray with the right intention, that we pray also with that perseverance. You know, don't just ask one time for something. You know, even as a little child, sometimes we would pester our parents for something that was not important, you know, and we would wear them out sometimes to the point where they'd finally give in because we asked so many times. Well, we know that with God, He doesn't get irritated when we ask Him for things, and so we have to have that childlike perseverance in our prayer, that we persist and knock with eagerness and with an enduring love for Him, and that we want to truly show our love for God because we ask Him for things, and He wants to grant our prayers, and He will not say no to us. He, in the sense that He will never deny us what we need. We need to always be open to always be recognizing that when God denies us something that we think we need, that He surely will grant us something that is more important than that, than what we asked for. Let us ask Our Lady, who is the model of prayer, the one who persisted in prayer and always asked for the right things, always understood the mind of God and prayed according to His heart, and that we ask her for the gift to also pray rightly and to pray with that perseverance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.